This is KMBA News. I'm Tripp Krause. When it comes to stories, it's not just what you say, it's how you say it. Local linguists incorporate storytelling into their language revitalization efforts and give elders a chance to create and tell stories in their native languages while imparting that knowledge onto language learners. KDLL Sabine Pooks reports at the Alaska Native Studies Symposia, where artist and Dena'ina language instructor Joel Isaac spoke about that project.
He says a major key of the project was that elders should drive the language work.
And Dena'ina is, we have a very few number of first language speakers, around five or six. And so what we've done, what we've striven to do is surround the elder who we're working with the support that she needs. And we need her to be able to be speaking every day. And for us as language learners that are as proficient, this gives her a way to talk with us and for us to listen. And then also a structure for how to teach students who want to learn language as well.
For years, linguists and local Alaska Native people have been working on language and culture revitalization projects at KPC and through the Kenaitse tribe. Isaac apprentices with Helen Dick, a Dena'ina elder. Since COVID-19 hit, they've been Zooming daily to record Dena'ina stories. At first, they were translating other work from English to Dena'ina.
When we were first starting off the project, we were trying to figure out, like, how do we develop resources? And so we started out with the Dr. Seuss, One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish. And when we were doing this, I came across the verb to hop, which is niku nu il klet. That led us into a series of books that we would do.
They ended up creating a series of stories about a fictional Dena'ina girl whose name is Niku because she loves to hop. Now they're creating stories based around prompts, like Niku going to the store with her family or having a potlatch. Some of the stories are ones Dick will tell about her own experiences.
It gives the framework to be able to talk about the things that we do in our lives. So every day we're recording these stories based upon what's happening in our lives.
They've amassed hundreds of stories and keep track of them in a table of contents, accompanied by detailed notes. They also work on breaking the pieces down and analyzing their grammar.
We're trying to not just take English syntax structure and put it into Dena'ina. We want it to be Dena'ina.
He says those cultural components are instrumental to the revitalization effort.
Language is a response to place. It's the form of communication. And so this is why we have to do the language with the culture.
Isaac says they're working on compiling text for a storybook for children and early language learners. They're also compiling pieces on an interactive website. In Kenai, I'm Sabine Pooks.
And for KMBA News, I'm Tripp Krause.